Three pictures.
Talking pictures could learn a lot from silent pictures, especially the value of not talking so much.
I'll be back with the stories behind the headlines and today's Hollywood confession in just a moment. America's sweetheart. I'm not going to introduce today's guest because you all know her so well. Let's just say it's nice to hear from America's sweetheart again. And maybe we should thank the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for making it possible. If it hadn't been for attending their awards ceremonies here in Hollywood Thursday night, Mary Pickford would still be in New York City.
Ooh, let's not think about New York, Erskine. I have to go back there after the ceremony. I love the city, but as a Californian, I simply freeze there in the snowy winter.
All right, Mary, we'll make you happy. We'll talk about the Academy. Remember one day when I was up at Pig Fair, you told me the Academy was practically born there?
Yes, it was. Fred Niblo and Conrad Nagel came over one evening to talk about the idea. Then later, several of us had meetings at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel to formulate organization plans. There were all of 25 at our first dinner.
And before long, Oscars were being awarded for outstanding services to the motion picture industry. In 1930, you received an Oscar as the best actress of 1929 in the picture Coquette.
I'll never forget that night, Erskine.
Mary, just to make the ladies happy, I don't suppose you could try to remember what you wore that night, could you?
Why, I do remember. A gown, a jean patou model of pink tulle with trimming of deeper rose sequins. With it, I wore a little tulle bolero, also trimmed in sequins. And, I wore my hair very short.
Because you had cut it for the role of Norma in Coquette, Johnson the reporter speaking.
That was the reason exactly.
You know, I'd like to go on asking you stories of the Academy and its work in the past, Mary, but I know the Pickford thoughts are always in the future. So let's pretend it is 1952 Academy Award time. Tell me, what's happening, Mary?
Well, if my dreams come true, we would be talking about the Academy's National Theater.
The National Theater?
Well, actually, the United States National Theater in Washington, working closely with the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Units, like stock companies, would be sent all over the country. The theater would be a sort of a mecca for established motion picture actors and actresses, and, of course, those of the theater, too. At regular intervals, they could return to the stage in a National Theater play.
Well, that would certainly help the ambitious stars of tomorrow, too.
Oh, Erskine, I have another dream which involves you. When that dream comes true, the Academy will work with the colleges. A board of Academy experts will pass upon a girl who has outstanding ability in drama classes, or a boy with unusual promise in photography, or a young writer with talent. When qualified, the students would be given a year's work in a motion picture studio at apprentice pay.
Well, that would certainly cover every phase of the motion picture industry, I take it.
From acting to designing, from film cutting to directing.
And I suppose, too, that would be especially helpful to the shy boys and girls who need a little push in the right direction.
Oh, everyone needs that push, Erskine. Why, look at Clark Gable. He played bit roles for years before being discovered. I say, let's help you. And what better way than through a respected organization like the Academy?
You know, I guess the Academy has done a lot of growing in its short life, Mary. So let's hope it grows up to fulfill those dreams of yours. Before I forget, I meant to ask you, what do you think was the biggest problem the Academy ever tackled?
The change from silent films into sound pictures. Most people didn't realize it, but Hollywood was practically in a state of siege during the transition. Everyone was bewildered, panic-stricken. The Academy assembled all the technicians in the industry. They exchanged ideas, knowledge. Out of that exchange, sound pictures got on an even keel, took the place of silent pictures. A little too much, I think.
Oh, now, Mary, you don't want silence back, do you?
No, of course not. But I think there's too much talking and not enough action in pictures today, Erskine. People go to the movies to escape, to lose themselves in other lives. How can their imagination have full play when everything is done for them on the screen? Every emotion becomes a spoken word. Motion pictures pattern themselves too much after the restrictive area of the stage, where so much emphasis necessarily must be on dialogue. The camera is a living medium with an almost unlimited range, and should be allowed the fullest latitude in storytelling. In other words, Erskine, let the movies move.
And there I agree with you. Talkies can be much too talky. And I'll bet a lot of moviegoers are applauding your feelings. Speaking of moviegoers reminds me, Buddy Rogers told me your son Ronnie liked to go to the movies. But has daughter Roxanne arrived at the movie-going stage yet?
No, not quite, but I'm looking forward to her comments. Children can certainly be surprising. For example, my niece Gwen's little girl, Susan, put me in my place not long ago. She's 2 1/2, and unconsciously I use baby talk to her. Not to correct me, but also unconsciously, she asked in clipped accents, what was it you wanted me to do, Aunt Mary? Oh, no more baby talk for Aunt Mary.
Now that we have that resolution of yours, Mary, how about that Hollywood confession?
Well, as you know, Erskine, as a dyed-in-the-wool American, I'm always warning my countrymen to guard what is theirs. But in one case, I'd like to see a foreign nation take something from us. I'm looking forward to the day when England wins several Oscars on a basis of merit, of course. That would mean the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences had become the great international institution we wanted to be.
And thank you very much for that Hollywood confession, Mary Pickford, and being our guest today. I'll see you at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences presentation ceremonies Thursday night, and good luck on those dreams for the Academy's future. I'll be back with more Hollywood news in just...